Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
I'm actually going to start waking up and being like, God damn, you're lucky. Aren't you blessed?
Aren't you?
I'm not going to bring up my Zika head anymore.
A lucky guy.
The guys don't need to know about your Zika head, ladies.
No, they don't.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. All guys, right. We're live at the Hive. We're live from the Hive.
Whoa.
We're live from the
Hive. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
We're live from the Creek in the Cave Studio Hive.
Bzz, 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 bzz.
We're not okay. Doing another episode of This Bitch Podcast. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk.
Let's go. Another week, another dollar, sister.
Another dollar, another day, another...
We're here in Austin. It's been fun. It's always so fun when we come here.
It's really
we
fun.
Truly turn into, I don't know what we turn into, but it's like not us. We're like drinking beers and smoking cigarettes and like
eating meats, smoked meats.
The
amount of smoked meats I eat while I come to Austin, when I go back to LA, I just don't have any meat.
Not only are the meats smoked, the drinks are smoked. Everything tastes smoked.
Yeah, they smoked.
They got
the
smoked
drinks.
Gum. They got smoked flavored weed.
Smoked gum.
They got smoked everything. We tried something new.
And we will not
Whoa,
be trying it again.
I'll tell you what. That Red Bull swallow. Did you hear that?
ASMR, baby.
That was, I don't know. How did you just finish half a can in that gulp? I'll tell you what.
Huh.
That was the gulp of a lifetime, my sister.
Well, let me tell you, I feel satiated.
You fucking should, dude.
That was the most satiated sip of Red Bull I've ever had.
That was such a big gulp. Your throat went like this twice. Yeah, you know when it goes up and down? I saw it hit twice.
All right, stop talking about my throat to all the horn dogs out there.
Have we ever talked about
swallowing
the throat picture?
Yeah, we've talked about
okay,
the neck picture.
It's the funniest story ever. I wish I knew which episode so I could reference it, but...
Should I recap?
Maybe. It is really such a funny story for our new listeners. A quick recap of how Sarah got duped one time.
You want to be... Want to know how I got humiliated? Okay. Well, I get a message from a man. It's always a man. In the DMs.
Always.
Being like, hey, I really want to see photos of your neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... Okay, like how? He's like, I don't know, just like maybe your hands touching your neck, maybe like you with a necklace on, maybe you swallowing some water.
But he was offering a lot of money, right?
Yeah, he was offering like thousands. And I was,
right.
And I
obviously
like,
you're going to send a picture of your neck for
so
thousands
that
of
I'm
dollars.
I'm in my room at my parents' house at the time.
First of all, I want to say this. If you're sitting there judging my sister right now, I want you to ask yourself, how much is your neck worth?
How much is your neck worth?
Think about it. Your neck worth.
Your neck worth. He tells me to just film some neck content. So I'm in my room at my parents' house. He says to swallow water. I'm doing a video of like me swallowing water and you can see the
Sarah
gulp.
In her room at her parents' house swallowing water
during
in front of
pandemic.
A tripod during the pandemic.
For cash. I do like multiple videos of me swallowing it, doing fucking close-ups of my neck. I have a necklace on. I'm in a special top. I really go hard.
No.
I spend like an hour shooting neck pics.
Your parents are quietly eating dinner downstairs. There's just the sounds of
forks.
Knives and knives clanking, and they're going, what's she doing up there? It's just the sound of your loud gulps.
I gotta get this for Jimmy.
No, yeah. Was that his name?
I don't know what his name is.
It probably was.
So then I do all of the fucking photos and the videos, and then I'm like, all right, cool, send me some money. Send me half the money, or send me the money, and I'll send you a video.
Mm-hmm.
He never sends me the money. Disappears. Now, then I just had neck content, embarrassing neck content on
out
my,
there. Now you send him the videos, right?
No, I didn't send them.
Oh, you didn't send
no,
them?
No, I didn't send them because he didn't pay me.
Oh, so you just had them in your role?
I just had them in my role, and I was like,
do you still have them?
I doubt it.
Open your photos and just in the search box type in neck, because you know iPhone can do that. You can put in the search box specific things, and if it's in the picture, it'll pull it up. I would love to see the video of you gulping yourself.
I feel like I during don't the pandemic have it.
For a,
I
feel like for a I quick buck.
Okay, hold on.
We were all doing embarrassing things during that time. It's all right. I started doing archery.
Neck, see all.
Neck, see all. Anything good? What else could be? You're scrolling for a long time. What could possibly?
I have a lot of neck.
I hope that guy's not listening because he just came his pants.
None of them. Okay, so it would be before 20.
Dude, I bet that dude jerks off to giraffes. Imagine how he feels if he went to a safari. I bet he just comes his pants when he sees
them.
A giraffe.
I deleted them.
I bet he just Googles those African ladies that put the rings around their necks.
Oh my God, that's how he comes.
That's his favorite porn.
I don't have them. I deleted them because they were humiliating me. Every time I opened my camera roll, I would look at them.
Yeah, I have a few of those.
Be like, that's humiliating.
You know what shocks me is how much I change even like on a 6-month basis. Sometimes I'll see something I did 6 months ago and I go, oh my God, I would never do that now.
Yeah, same.
Just 6 months ago.
Actually, sometimes it's a week ago. I go, last week I was a whore. This week I've cleaned it up, guys.
I have standards this week.
This week I am in a relationship.
She's clean and pure now.
I'm clean and pure now.
Someone's wearing white to their wedding. Virgin. Are you going to wear white when you get married? White?
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, I'm not a virgin, so I'm going to wear cream.
I probably will wear cream because I think it just genuinely looks better than white. A bright white dress on a wedding day is a little jarring for me. It's a little like...
She's not pure. I knew it. Yeah. She's this little whore. She goes, well, I'm never, wearing red.
I honestly... You know what? I'm Puerto Rican and I've never had anal, so I should wear white.
You've never had anal?
No, not on purpose.
Wait. That doesn't sound good. Like that does not sound good.
I had like a slip.
You had accidental anal. I don't think that's a thing. I don't think you just have a slipperoo. Oh, it just doesn't slide out of the puss right into the asshole.
That's exactly what it does. No. I got to tell you, sister, those holes are very close. And if you're bouncing around too much, you could bounce it right in there. Maybe it was on purpose. All right, I got raped. I've just found out.
I've been ass raped. I found out my sister's been sodomized.
I thought one guy just missed one time, and I just found out that I got Kobe'd.
Is that what happened? What?
Is that what happened?
Kobe rumor?
Is that what? Can we pull up what Kobe butt sucks?
What?
I think that's what it was. I think that
I don't want to ruin my image of Kobe. I'm an LA cunt.
I do love Kobe.
I don't want to ruin my image of my boy. Kobe equals butt pirate? Question mark? No.
Disturbing rape case, a DNA evidence. What's that one? The Daily Beast. Are they a reliable source? The DNA evidence, accuser story, and the half confession. I mean, he paid her off. So that's the thing that
Maybe
concerns me.
Maybe he just didn't want to deal with it.
He definitely had an affair and he fucked this girl. But what she claims is that he slipped it in her ass. He gave her the old slipper.
One of the best basketball players of all time.
I call it he gave her the old slipper poo.
No.
Yeah.
I do not want to read about this.
Let me tell you, this is why Sarah's fake.
Why?
Oh, she's woke. She believes all women. Suddenly,
I'm not saying I believe all women. You're putting words in my mouth, you dumb bitch.
No, right
now.
Did
I ever once say, play back the tape, did I ever say believe all women? No, I didn't.
She's all woke. Suddenly her favorite basketball player. She doesn't even know about basketball.
Yes, I do. I used to watch Kobe all the time with Shaq.
Name two other players on the team.
Okay. Right now?
Yes. You watched it all the time.
I used to watch it when Kobe was on it.
Then you would remember your favorite players. You'd know a whole team. There's only 11 of them.
Shaq and Kobe.
Everyone knows Shaq and Kobe.
Well, that's when I used to watch. And then what was the other guy? His name was Ron, and he talked about his... Ron Artest. Rick Fox.
The tall white guy?
No, Ron Artest is black. Remember he did thank his psychiatrist at the Laker game? Ron Artest.
Wait, what? Hold on. Rewind.
Can we pull up Ron Artest thanking his psychiatrist?
Wait, what happened?
What?
He thanked... You can't just say he thanked his psychiatrist.
After they won, like, the championship or something.
For mental health?
No, for the Lakers. He thanked his psychiatrist.
I know, for mental health?
Yeah.
You said no, for the Lakers.
Oh, you know what I meant. And he renamed himself Meta World Peace.
Oh, Meta World Peace. Yeah. He came to the Comedy Store one time.
Also, Rick Fox.
Anyways, my whole point is there's this rape story. Sarah goes, no, I'm a huge basketball fan. Please.
I'm not saying I'm a huge basketball fan. I'm saying I'm a big Kobe fan. That's different.
You're in denial about what Kobe's done. That's okay. I'm a big Kobe fan too. I'm not sure if this is true. So you know what? I'm the kind of person, I kind of stay very neutral on things because I'm just
You're the one that said, pull up the butt rape that Kobe did.
Yeah, because I'm also, this is why it's very important to be open to seeing both sides. Sarah won't even look. She's like, I love him. I can't even look. That's actually dangerous.
No.
I can love him and be like, let's actually read about this story and see what we can pull from it.
I'm also like, he's dead. So even if he did it, we're never gonna know.
We're never gonna know, even if he was alive.
We might know. We don't know Kobe. Alive.
Kobe wouldn't have come on this bitch and told us.
He may have.
I'll never butt rape that girl. I love my family. But yeah, that's the rumors. But you know, these athletes, they get a little excited. They might do a little slipper poo every once in a while. Slipper poo rape.
No, I'm done.
That's fucking
crazy. I'm done
crazy.
With the rape. I'm switching
Anyways,
subjects.
My whole point is, I'm not wearing bright white to my wedding. It's insane.
It's I am. Bright... I want to look like a little angel virgin.
No, I'm going to wear a nice soft white. A bright white, like a light bulb white, freaks me out.
Not a light bulb white.
Like, but that's the white, like that Puritan white, virgin
not like
white.
Not cheap white.
That's what that virgin white is.
There's a pretty.
There is a pretty nice, like pearlescent white.
That's what I want.
That's what I want too.
I don't want like David's
and
bridal.
And I don't want cream either. Like I don't want it to be obviously not white, but I can't have the white white.
What are you gonna? What about black?
Well, if you wear black to your wedding, you've been slipper pooed.
you've been the person slipper pooing.
You slipper pooed someone. Yeah. You're slipper pooing regularly.
What about red?
I mean, if you're getting, have you ever seen? Oh, can we pull up the video? God, I wonder if this will come up. What's that song? Yo. You're a crazy bitch, but you fucks. That
oh, the song that reminds you of your mom?
That song, but wedding. After. It's a video with that song in a wedding.
Wait, doesn't that song remind you of your mom?
It actually does, yeah.
You're crazy,
Florida.
Bitch.
Florida. We need a Florida.
So
yes,
good.
That first one. Do we have sound on here? Sick. Can you make it big? Look, there's kids at this wedding. Xavier, you're going to have to cut out what you need out of this, but... Wait for it. She's coming down the aisle in her pearly white.
Is she singing this?
No, they have a DJ. Look at the guy with his kid. He's like, what the fuck?
Ew.
Okay. No, look at grandma. Nah. Hold on. She's dropped, dude. Dude, what state do you think this is in?
The Midwest.
Look at grandma. The choreography.
This is
look at the baby. Look at the baby.
This is horrible.
Yeah. You're a crazy bitch, but you fuck so good. The husband, look at the husband.
The husband looks so high. They all have bandanas on their heads.
Okay, can we stop it?
I mean.
That wedding, that party after is going to be fun.
It's yeah. Or just like sloppy.
Yeah,
like
it's already, that's what I said. I said what I said.
That's the most sloppy wedding I've ever seen.
I mean, they're ODing on fentanyl in the moment.
Yeah, dude.
This is crazy. If you guys want to see the whole video, type in crazy bitch wedding March. Good time to have a wedding.
4.1 million views.
Dude, that is absolutely nuts. I like the guy holding the kid when she goes, hey, y'all crazy bitch. And he just covers his son's ears. He's like, whoa.
That is so bad.
I actually cannot think of a worse song to come down to the aisle to.
From the window to the wall.
No.
To the slide dip down my balls. That's me.
Oh, skeet, skeet, god damn.
Yeah,
I don't know. You're a crazy bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top of it in front of your grandmother watching you get married.
There should have been like a warning that said, hey, the walkout.
You might have a seizure watching this video.
The walkout song is going to be inappropriate.
Yeah,
if you don't prepared.
Want, if you don't want to be there,
come prepared. Come late. C-U-M.
Come C-U-M prepared. What do you think was on their wedding invites?
Save the date D and then eight. The eight. Yeah.
Yeah. Save the or a picture of a date. No, they don't know what dates are.
No,
they've never eaten a date. These people.
No, they've never had a date. What do you think they had for
breakfast?
Their after part, like the food after
cereal and milk tricks and whole milk.
Tater salad.
Tater salad tricks and whole milk.
Tater salad tricks and whole milk.
Yeah, they had like they went crazy.
Is that Granny's Rice Krispie Treats?
Hey, you get on back. Hey, I hope y'all are hungry because we got boiled peanuts in the back. I feel like you would like boiled peanuts.
I've never had boiled peanuts.
I feel like you would really enjoy them.
I like
them.
Peanuts. Chex Mex. I feel like Chex Mex happened at
That's
this wedding.
That's too good. That's too good of a snack. It's got to be like
it's just the
charcuterie,
Chex.
But it's like American cheese slices on top of Ritz cracker. And but it's been sitting out, so the cheese is dewy.
And there's cheese and there's flies. Whiz. There's a thing of cheese whiz.
Oh, honey, there's cheese whiz in that woman's pussy as she's walking down the
no,
aisle.
No, not the cheese whiz.
I got to tell you, she whizzed herself before no, she walked. That's the walk of a woman who whizzes.
Dude, I feel like the bride just takes a whipped cream bottle by the dessert table and just squirts it into her mouth.
Do you see how white the dress is, though?
It's too white.
Too white.
It actually looks kind of cheap, right?
Yeah.
I got to say, this woman who walked out to Crazy Bitch, her wedding dress looks a little cheap. Low budget. Shocking.
Yeah. Can we Google a Juggalo wedding? This one was a good one, too.
Dude, my friend.
I've watched some crazy wedding
my
videos.
My friend went to a wedding at a fish concert.
That's fun.
That's crazy.
Was it fun? Did she say it was fun?
It was a guy. He said it was crazy.
Yeah. Let's see if, yeah, the
oh
first one.
Oh my God.
That's the first one. My Juggalo wedding. This is fucking good. Do you know what a Juggalo is?
Yeah, it's an ICP person.
Insane Clown Posse. First of all, okay, pause.
The Shasta.
Pause.
Not the Shasta.
It's not Shasta, it's Faygo. That's what they drink. That's the drink of their people.
The Juggalos drink Faygo?
Faygo.
Wait, is this a
it's like
thing?
Juggalos drink Faygo, right? Am I right about that? That's their
Why?
That's the drink of the, that's like their people. It's like the way that fucking Americans drink beer and Puerto Ricans drink rum. It's Faygo is the drink of.
I'm learning much about the Juggalo.
I like
culture.
That I separated Puerto Ricans from Americans, but they would want that.
Yeah.
So already right now,
there's so much happening.
There's a lot happening even just in this frame. We're in a yard, for those who aren't watching, this Juggalo wedding, we're in a backyard. There's a woman in a motorized scooter, and these scooters are very specific. If you have if you have a scooter that is maroon, it's like the Florida scooter. It's the one that's in Walmart.
Yeah, I see that, and I picture someone at a convention just whizzing around. Someone
is fresh off a 3-day cruise to the Bahamas. This is Bahamas cruise energy. This is some carnival energy.
This is, and the lady that's holding the ICP Fuego guy's hand is wearing
Fuego.
Is wearing a weird zebra halter top.
She is.
She looks a little lumpy, I gotta be honest.
I mean, she could.
As someone who's also lumpy.
All right, let's see what else we got.
See a little
in here.
Myself in her.
Let's see who else we got at the wedding party. All right, so this guy's in a t-shirt. And, oh my God, the guy marrying them is a Juggalo. Okay, this lady is walking down the aisle with what seems to be a child who was forced to do it. Who's next? There's a child. They have one black child. Pause it. This is crazy. They have one black child, the only person without a chair at the wedding. I will note. Who is this child and does it need saving?
Yeah, probably.
This seems not right.
Well, the good news is she's right next to three full bottles of Fuego. So
she's not dying of thirst.
She'll be fine.
All right. Oh, is that the beautiful bride? Let's go, mama. Oh, this is the flower girl. Oh,
no.
The flower girl is pretty sweet.
The flower girl has no shoes on, by the way.
The flower girl's barefoot. Her feet are black.
I mean, this is so feral. This is one of the most feral things I've seen.
There are no sides in this wedding. Everyone is related for sure. I think this might be the bride in black.
They're singing da-dun-da-da. They don't even have it playing.
But they also have rap music playing in the background.
And there's also a lady with a bit of a mullet in the front row.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I can't.
All right, we can pause it.
This was enough. I think I lost brain
cells.
Can
we fast forward, see if we miss anything good? Any key details to the wedding? Go back a little bit. Yeah. Sarah, you're going to love this. Bear, shut up.
No.
Tell the viewers what's happening.
They're getting, the bride and groom are getting squirted with fuego and like four different bottles, four different flavors. Fuego. It looks sticky. It looks gross.
Okay.
They like inbred family members are fucking dousing them in fuego. It seems to be a root beer flavored and orange flavored.
I like that right before the little kid was running around and you heard it go, shut up, Bear. The little girl's name is Bear. This family's unhinged.
It's
Which wedding would you have rather have gone to? This one or Crazy Bitch? You have to go to one wedding and be there. Fuego?
Yeah, this one's fun. The other one was unhinged in the worst way.
Sexual. Overly sexual.
Too sexual. It's like, we get it. You like to fuck.
It's scary. You know what? There's two kinds of people that scare me, like genuinely. And it's people that get too fucked up and they come up to you and they're like, eyes are rolling and they're fucking, you know, they've been on drugs all night and they're like, yeah. And they look demonic. Those people really scare me. I literally will just almost never look at them the same again. I kind of can't get past it. Even though I got drunk the other night in my eye, you said my eye.
Dude, one eye was going one way and the other was going the other.
So I can't really speak. And I had no idea.
She like looked at me and one was here and one was here. And I was like, what's happening? I was like, are you okay?
I was plastered. Yeah. Those kind of people and overly sexual people. Those kind of people freak me out. Too drunk and too sexual. Those are two things that I'm like, go bring that energy somewhere else.
Dude,
it's too much.
Did I tell you about how I did the goddess workshop and it was overly sexual?
Oh, really?
It was like a yoga.
What's the goddess
workshop?
It was
workshop? Like, okay, so I went to this place. It doesn't exist anymore. It was called Yoga Shelter in Studio City.
Okay.
And like the first few times I went there, I was like, it's amazing. I got to keep coming back. Like, I love it. And like, it was a husband and wife. Like, they were in charge of the whole thing and it seemed a little culty.
Okay.
And the husband had like long blonde hair and he'd always wear like a choker and like really tight pants. And then the wife, and they were both overly sexual for sure. Okay. And the wife was like really pretty. She was like 40, but she was like kooky and was like, I'm a witch and I'm intuitive and come do. And I was like eating it up because I was 24, 25.
Oh yeah. Like, you grew up in the valley, you hear intuitive.
You're there.
That's like a,
take my money.
That's like a molester bringing out candy to a child.
Yeah. Just say you're intuitive to a dumb LA bitch and you'll make
money.
So
then you got sucked into this thing.
So then I got sucked into this thing. She goes, oh, there's this goddess workshop and it would mean the world to me if you came. Everyone's going. And everyone in the room was like, I'm going. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what do you really do there? She's like, it's about female empowerment. I was like, okay. So I go. First of all, from the moment I walk in, it's weird. They're like, we're going to do a staring exercise where you're going to stare into the eyes of another woman.
Oh, hell.
For 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
And just write down what you see and, you know, take on their energy. This bitch that I got paired with was the most severely anorexic. Like, I'm talking 80 pounds.
No.
I start staring at her. She starts sobbing. And then I have to keep staring at her for 15 minutes.
No, Sarah. Then, this is actually psychological torture. Then, I can't think of anything less empowering
for me.
Wait,
but then listen.
This would break me down into a subhuman being.
I was like, and then I had to hug her.
No.
And I was like, this is already weird. Like, I'm not really that touchy with people I don't know. I'm not really that touchy in general, but especially with like people.
We've known each other for 12 years and we like side hug.
I know, yeah. That's true.
They do say the people you're closest to, you hug the least. So. Yeah,
I believe that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm affectionate, but like with the person that I'm dating. Like, I don't just like go up to people and touch them.
I'm not like that either. I don't like
people that are too touchy.
I'm like, if I really like someone as a friend, I'm the kind of person I put my hands on shoulders and stuff when
yeah.
I talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like, you know. You know, yeah. I do have some contact, but I'm not a big hugger in general. No,
and I don't think, like, Kim and I wouldn't cuddle.
No.
You know how, like, some friends cuddle?
Yeah, yeah.
We're not the, we would never cuddle.
No, I when you said it, it freaked me out. We literally slept in hundreds of beds together.
We, like, back to back with, like, this
with a pillow in between us. Yeah. Yes. Like we're two straight men, two gay men trying not to fight the urge.
I can't quit.
But we're
you.
Really like just like genuinely like don't touch me.
Yeah, no, it's true. But so then she did this whole thing where she was like, you guys need to look, go home and look at your vaginas in a mirror. The goddess workshop.
For how you don't 15 know, minutes again?
She goes, if you don't know what's happening between your legs, how is someone else supposed to know?
Because I don't know.
I was like, I mean, what are you? And I'm like in a room full of like anorexic, crazy yoga bitches. And I'm like 24. And I'm like, can she stop saying talking about vaginas? And she's just like, go home and look at your pussies.
So what did she say? Pussy?
She said pussies. Oh, no. She's like the power of the pussy. And then I was like, it was like a 3-hour workshop.
I gotta tell you, some of these women have charged up their pussies a little too much. Okay.
Yeah.
Too much power.
Take the
that.
Yoni out of there.
Take the egg out of your puss, dude.
You're
take
putting that jade in your pussy. There's something wrong.
Oh my God. Leave the jade out your puss.
Get that stone out.
I need you to push and get it out if you're listening right now and go put it away.
Go rinse it off. Throw it out. Take it to Goodwill.
It's Easter. Someone will pick it up.
I found a real live yoni egg at the Goodwill, honey. We had a horrific experience this weekend.
Yeah.
We had a Sunday fun day.
You said it wasn't okay. You know what? It's a little crazy.
Let me
horrific.
Say horrific. I felt it was horrific. That's my personal opinion. You can say what you feel.
Okay.
When we get to you. For me, the experience was not
I like
only,
that Sarah's been yelling at me more.
Not only horrific, scarring.
I'm just going to repeat after you because you've scared me into submission. You
know, yes.
Yes.
What I'm saying is that crawfish are not supposed to be eaten. They're supposed to be ignored.
This is the problem.
They're cockroaches.
This is the problem, though.
They look like hard lobster cockroaches.
We're getting invited by our friends who are genuinely very reliable food sources. I mean, we've eaten at the best restaurants with these people. It was with Tony and with Yoni and Christy. And they always take us to eat the best food. And they said, there's a crawfish boil on Sunday and we're going. We're going to eat crawfish. And you know what? I'm a huge fan of seafood. I grew up in Florida. I like clams, lobsters, oysters, mussels, clams. Did I say clams? I like clams a lot.
You said clams twice.
Yeah, crab, all that shit. And I said, I'm excited because I've tried crawfish, but it's been like the tail's already pulled out like in a thing, in a stew, part of a stew. So the whole experience, and I like shrimp and I understand that they kind of look alike and I like lobster.
No, shrimp are so much sexier than crawfish.
That's true. If I had to fuck a crawfish or a shrimp, I'm going team shrimp. If you had to fuck one.
Shrimp all day.
Yeah.
Shrimp daddy.
Shrimp dick.
That shrimp D.
Literal shrimp dick. So it is jarring. First of all,
it looks like the exterminator just got called and they took everything that was exterminated and threw it into a basket with some corn and put it in front of you and said, good luck. Exactly what it is.
First of all, they give you a jarring amount.
It's overwhelming. I mean, like, I've seen photos. You know what's interesting, too? Like, how did they decide what else is going in the boil? It's like, there was random cloves of garlic.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing
here? They were like, you want a whole clove of garlic? And I said, okay. But then I just had this whole garlic. Like, it was very, they're like, this is a treat. We only get crawfish 2 months of the year.
Yeah, that's what everyone was saying.
It's like, we only get this once a year. Suck the head. And it's just like, it's literally, the seasoning is really good. And these people have been tricked into eating the thing they need to get rid of or whatever's overpopulating Louisiana. Is that what it is? Am I on to something? Yeah. And they go, put seasoning in it and everybody will eat it. Because these people go, shut the head. And I go, you just like the seasoning. If it wasn't seasoned, you wouldn't like the taste of the brain.
I go to rip the tail off. A string of poop comes out.
Oh, and they said, what'd they say?
You could eat it. It'd be fun. I go, I'm not eating the shit of a crawfish. Are you guys insane?
Are you insane? It's called a crawfish. It's literally on its hands and knees in the bottom of the swamps of Louisiana. It's fucking disgusting.
It is so disgusting.
And I stand by it is the worst shellfish in all of the shellfish. It is the bottom of the totem pole. Absolute bottom. I think that if you eat it, there's no way people genuinely like that.
I would like to step on one. Like, ew. I see it, and there's something about
That's also weird.
Sorry. That's how I feel. When
alive?
I see it right before it goes in the boil. I just want to crunch it with my shoe.
While it's alive?
I don't know. I don't like them. They seem like pests. This seems like eating rats to me or mice. Like,
it is.
It's very like, I'm sorry, this was a mistake, God. The crawfish was a mistake. The crawfish belongs in hell.
And then what was Tony telling us? That it's healthy?
It's healthy. You just gotta suck their heads off. Tony was saying
the nutrients in the brain. I go, I have never heard that the people of Louisiana are eating a nutritious meal as crawfish. That's never been the story for me. Can we Google, are crawfish nutritious? Let's get down to the bottom of it.
Are crawfish dirty?
Let's find out if they're good for you. They're obviously dirty. They're from Louisiana.
The little shit that came out.
The shit line.
The shit line was like a string poop from a fish, but thicker. It fucked me up.
You know, shrimp has that too.
Yeah, I know, but that one's more benign. Shrimp's sexier, like we said.
It has little cute petite lady poops.
Yeah, it's like a string. This was like a thick, fat strand. No,
if you broke it, you heard it crack. Right off the crawfish. But you sucked the brain. I was proud of you. I did too.
I didn't like it.
I didn't love it.
I sucked the brain just so I could say I sucked the brain. Because my boyfriend was like, when you get there, you got to suck the brain.
Suck the head. That's what they say. Men love saying that.
That's where the flavor is. 26 crawfish have 160 calories.
That's pretty great, actually. But
it's a low budget treat. You spend more time trying to get the meat out of the crawfish than you do eating the crawfish.
Hold on. Can we actually just go to Google and say, is crawfish good for you? And see what comes up. Because I don't really know how to read this.
Break down that.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it's got a little potassium in it, mama.
Yeah, let's see what they say. Is crawfish. Crawfish is a good amount of B vitamins as well as iron and selenium.
Selenium's hard to get. I didn't know that.
Uh-oh, catch Sarah. No,
I'm giving it another chance.
Wait, what is selenium?
Selenium is an amino acid, I believe, that is found in nuts. I think it's in Brazil nuts.
Oh, that's actually really good for you. They say you should eat a Brazil nut a day.
Yeah, selenium.
The only drawback to crawfish is they do contain some dietary cholesterol, but ultimately crawfish are an overall healthy source of protein. Can you click on what are the benefits of eating crawfish under people also ask?
What are the disadvantages of eating crawfish, more importantly?
Let's see both. Okay, benefits, high quality protein, 25 grams of protein, low in fat, trace amounts of carbs, high in B vitamins and mineral, calcium, magnesium, iron, zinc, and phosphorus. Wow. What are the disadvantages? Let's see.
It's dirty. It's a dirty little roach bug.
There is insulin-like protein called crayfish binding protein, which causes the blood to clot. So most people who eat a lot of crayfish in their diets have serious blood clots, which could lead to heart attacks and
stroke. That's crayfish. Is that the same as crawfish? Do they call it crayfish?
Oh,
crawfish?
That is crayfish. Is crayfish and crawfish the same thing? I guess so, right? Wow, so it could cause a stroke if you eat too much. There's a fine line with crawfish, people. You can't take it too far. That's the problem.
Excessive consumption of crayfish. Crayfish, crawfish.
It's that fish cray.
Ain't she Jay?
Ain't he Jay? That fish cray. Oh, fuck. Crayfish, crawfish, and crawdads are the same animal. They call them crawdads?
Oh, I've heard them get called crawdads. Yeah, by like white trash people. They go, you got to eat some crawdads.
White trash people.
Sorry, it's not for me.
Louisianians?
Can you get sick from crawfish? I know you can.
Northerners say crayfish, so Sarah just pissed off all of our northern fans.
What's up, northerners? If you call it crayfish, you're trashy.
Sarah
Weinshank. You heard it here on This Bitch.
No, you heard it here from Sarah Weinshank.
You heard it here from Sarah Weinshank, co-host of This Bitch podcast with Kim Congdon.
I had nothing to do with that crayfish
Eating
comment.
Even crayfish can make you sick.
Whoa, 80... Whoa. Shellfish. Oh. Yeah. I've had a bad oyster. Have you ever had a bad oyster? That'll change your life.
All oysters are bad to me. I'm
really?
To be honest.
That's crazy.
They're snotty. They taste...
They're fucking delicious.
Gummy.
But again, it's one of those things. It's just about what you put on it. It's like, I don't really love oysters. I just really love horseradish and Tabasco, and it's weird to eat it alone in vinegar.
I think it would actually be better to just eat it alone. Just
I don't know. I like oysters.
Just a little mix.
You ever had a clam?
Yeah.
A steamed clam?
Yeah.
With garlic
I used to
and butter?
Linguine and clams.
Have you ever had just a big basket of steamed clams and a cold beer on a hot day?
No, but that sounds good.
You don't like shellfish?
I like some shellfish, but not clams or oysters.
I like clams.
It tastes like the
ocean. Clams taste like the ocean in the best way.
When I was little, my dad used to take them out of the ocean and just eat them.
That's the most your dad thing of all time.
One time I saw him eat a live shrimp when we were fishing. He said, watch this. And he just ate one.
Like a little otter.
Yeah. Shrimp tartare. Heart still beating. We got to go fishing, Sarah.
I know.
I feel like we would have fun. We should go on a legit charter boat and go fishing.
We got to go fishing with Sickler. He likes to fish.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
Sickler, challenging you to a fish off.
Oh, Sickler, if you're watching this, where's the camera? We're challenging you to a fish off, bitch.
See you there.
Bring your crayfish or whatever you need. Do you think you could bait your own?
I don't know. You've really pushed me out of my comfort zone. Having this podcast with you has really shown me that maybe I could bait my own hook.
You know what? I like that.
She makes me a better person, for better or for worse.
I don't know if it's better, but I make her a different person.
Yeah, that's true.
You see how she's yelling at me? She's learning.
Yeah, it's true.
You have, over the years, stood up for yourself a lot more.
I'm not a doormat no more. I went to the Kim Congdon in school.
She's like the doormat, but the one that's inside the house now. where you've already wiped your feet.
Yeah, for sure. I'm an inside doormat now.
That's funny.
That's so accurate.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Where do they even find crawfish?
I think in the swamps,
it
right?
It seems like it would be...
They're literally in the swamps.
That makes it even worse for me.
Yeah, they're in the swamps.
I don't want a swamp creature snack.
Can we Google the swamps of Louisiana? I want to see what it looks like. I want to see
the bayou?
This is the water we were drinking. Because it's got to have some of that water in it.
It's going to make me... I literally had two crawfish and I said, I can't.
I had more than I thought I would. And I had like seven.
Well, this
is kind of beautiful. Louisiana, whoa, that green one, that's fucking sick. That's where the crawfish come from. Yeah.
Yeah, that swampy ass water. That doesn't look like you should be eating fish from there.
It doesn't.
That looks like something you should maybe not even put your feet in.
No, I don't think I'd put my feet in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Have you ever gone on an airboat ride?
Was that just like a boat that goes...
It has the big fans on the back.
Yes.
And you've done that?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Is it like an inflatable thing?
I don't think they're necessarily inflatable.
I think I did that.
Oh, that's what it is. Look.
Yeah, I did that.
You did that? And they go really fast? I've always actually been too scared to do them. Isn't that crazy?
That is weird and crazy.
Because it feels like something I would do, but I have this fear that I'm going to have a driver that's like drunk. The thing is, I don't like doing activities where I have to depend on a man to keep me alive that I don't know.
Like a wakeboarding man?
Just like a man that doesn't really care if I live or die. Like someone that has no actual care towards me.
He's driving with a koozie in his hand.
Yeah, I don't want a man with a koozie taking me through the swamp trying to do 360s to impress ladies or whatever.
You want a wakeboard?
You ever have a guy try to drive fast to impress you?
I hate that. One of my exes used to do it all the time.
It is quite literally one of the
biggest turnoffs.
Yeah, it's one of the least attractive things a man can do, I think, is drive like fast to impress me.
Yeah, it's real little dick energy.
It is, dude.
Like the guy who I dated that did it, little dick.
You know what? There's two
little dick in a little car.
Little dick in a little car. There's two things I don't like: is driving fast to impress you and driving fast when they're pissed.
Yes.
That's fucking crazy. That's actually cuckoo.
I've had exes actually, drive, you know, really what? Fast while they were pissed, and then I got pissed, and I was like, I'm going to open the door if you don't stop driving that fast. And then I opened the door, and then we got in, like, bigger fight.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. I grabbed one of those.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I said that, and the other day, I kind of sped up when I was pissed at my boyfriend the other day.
You were the mean man?
Yeah, I kind of, well, I didn't really drive fast and scary, but I was hitting my turns a little harder to shove him around the car a little.
No.
He was like, can you chill? I was like, buckle yes,
up, babe.
Yeah.
Do you like you drive and he doesn't drive?
He drives a lot of the times.
I like it when the guy drives.
Yeah.
I like to sometimes, be like, well,
he's not from
blind.
LA. He's not from LA, so sometimes when we're in a hurry, I just don't want to deal with him cuz I'm so ADD, I'll stop paying attention if I'm not driving, and he'll be like, I was like, oh, we were supposed to turn a mile away. I didn't tell you. So if I'm not driving directly, I just lose my train of thought. So sometimes if we're going somewhere in LA, I'll be like, just let me drive. I know exactly where it is. I know how to, he also like driving in LA is like insane. Like there's things you don't know until you live here. Like that you can go left on a red light.
You can go right on a red light.
You can go left on a red light for three more cars after it turns red, at least. They used to say two goes through, but now it's three.
It's really two.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, so for me it's just easier.
Yeah, you gotta zip around, you gotta get shit done.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll tell you what.
What?
My car accident changed mama's ways.
My car accident changed mommy's ways.
It really paranoided me.
Me too.
Paranoided me.
It made me like, I would always, before my car accident, if I was the third car, I would turn. But because I got into an accident, I just stay.
Oh, Sarah drives slower than she normally does. Let me tell you, I love my sister. She drives like she is 98 years old.
You know what? You play both sides. You play both sides. Because I remember one time Josh Potter said I was driving like a villain in a Disney movie. And you agreed with him because I was driving so fast and furious.
No, it's not that you drive fast and furious. It's that you drive slow and reckless.
I will defend myself and say that is not true.
100%. For, I mean, probably 8 years, Sarah drove her car with the seat on the lowest level. Like the seat was sitting on the baseboard and we're the same height, and I got in her car and I literally couldn't see the road. And I go, is this how you drive? And she goes, what do you mean? I go, do you not pull your seat up so you can see the road? And she's like, what do you mean? And I pulled it up for her and she goes, wow, this is a lot easier. She was driving like a 7-year-old stole their dad's truck, like literally like this. And I'm like, that's why it's so hard. You can't see around. So it might have actually, did you raise your seat in your new car?
Yes, I raised the seat. And you know what else I did? I pulled down the steering wheel because it used to be too far up and it was blocking.
Yeah, she had her seat at the bottom and the steering wheel to the top. She literally looked like a child in a semi-truck driving a car. And she'd be like, I don't know. Everyone's always honking. I would call Sarah and regularly she'd be like, don't fucking honk at me. And I'm like, oh, I know she almost hit a family of five just now.
I would never.
She actually does have like some sort of like spiritual energy on her side. It is like watching like a movie where it's like just she's narrowly avoiding. That's how it was when we were hiking in Hawaii too. We went on this hike where it started raining and there was like a mudslide happening, and it was like not for tourists. It was like a local hike to a waterfall where these kids grew up and the bottoms of their feet are shaped to hold on to the rocks in the mountain.
Yeah.
And Sarah is in her slippery Crocs.
No, they were water shoes from the hotel.
Water shoes and a skirt. And she is hopping, like literally hopping and sliding. And there's like maybe a foot of mud where if she just slides over it, she goes down 500 feet.
To the most beautiful death you've ever seen.
Jagged rocks just waiting at the
with
bottom.
Crystal blue
and
water.
And she was regularly hopping from tree to tree and slipping and going, whoops, and almost going over the ledge and just going like, and like getting up. And I was like, the way she lives her life, I swear to God, there's a divine protection around her because she lives like a silly willy loosey goosey. I don't know what else to say.
Protected.
She just like the way you flow through and then the almost death you have regularly where you're just like, and you don't notice and you're just so happy. Good for you, dude.
La 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 la.
It is kind of like you hit a bump and behind you like 70 people are dead from a roller over accident. She goes, whoopsie, and like keeps going. Like that is how I imagine Sarah driving every day.
It's not true.
One day I almost saw you kill a family and not notice. One day, I've said this before, I fell asleep for 10 seconds, woke up, we were heading down the ramp of a one-way on the highway.
And guess what? Whoopsie. Bitch, you're still alive. Bitch, we're still alive.
It is an adventure. Thank you for keeping me awake, sister. Yeah. Without you, my life would be boring.
Boring.
All right, that's our episode.
You know what it is.
You know
what
it is.
That's what I say now. I don't know why.
What did we used to call you, Shanky? The car thing.
Sarah Magoo.
Shanky Magoo.
That's out. Who. do we know, what date does this come out? Guys, we're going to be at the Comedy Store, the main room of the Comedy Store for This Bitch and Friends on what day? April 18th. Uh-huh. It's a fire lineup. It's in the main room. It's at 10 p.m. It's me, Kim Congdon, Beth Stelling, Whitney Cummings, Jetski Johnson, Annie Letterman, Hormuz Rashidi's hosting. It's going to be a great time. It's a
fire lineup. You can't find this many funny women anywhere on the same lineup.
It won't happen.
It won't ever happen again. There's never going to be five funny women on a lineup.
Yeah. And then we're doing This Bitch Podcast live at Netflix's Joke Fest. In the original room, we moved the date to May 10th. Mm-hmm. So please buy tickets. The link is in my link tree on Instagram. And yeah. At Princess Shank, subscribe to my Patreon, patreon.com/Sarah Weinshank. You can find me here every Monday on This Bitch and every Wednesday on Shank. What about you?
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share with your friends the pod. Buy some merch. Support the podcast. Like Sarah said, come check out This Bitch and Friends on April 19th at the main room of the Comedy Show. April 20th, I'm flying straight to Austin to do Moon Tower. I'm excited about that. So if you're out, come see me. What else do I got? Blah, 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 blah. I will be in Massachusetts. Oh, I'll be in Jersey Friday the 17th. KimCongdon.com for tickets for that. And then on May 24th, I will be in Massachusetts at the Crystal Ballroom. So make sure you guys get tickets for that. Support me on patreon.com/KimCongdon. Check out my other podcast, The Kim Congdon Takeover. And please, please, please go check out my special Childless MILF on YouTube right now. Oh, and my Netflix thing just came out. Not mine, but I was on a Netflix show. I'm very excited. Magic prank show with Justin Willman on Netflix.
Hell yeah.
And we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!